League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Boy, tie shorts all the
time.
So
they're like the short
thighs out. Thighs out. Knees up.
How many classes did you do a week?
I used to do two. And then one got cut. So it's one a week now.
So is this just but like the moves or y'all actually sparring too?
It goes back and forth. It used to be Tuesday was technique and Thursday was like sparring. But the Thursday one got cut. But I'm trying to pick up more classes, like they have boxing and stuff like
Damn.
That.
Damn. So, okay. Yeah. You're getting fit, huh?
Yeah, man. It's fun. Like I don't need energy drinks like that anymore.
I try to cut down on coffee, not because I like anything's going wrong. It's just like I want to drink more tea. I just want to cut out as much sugar as possible.
Good.
But I do agree, like working out in the morning. Something about like getting a whole lot done before noon.
You
just feel like super productive.
The rest of the day, you're kind of your body is almost like, all right, what are we doing next?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it before sets the tone it's just for like it. I roll out of bed at 12, smoke a little bit, and my body's just like, oh, we here, we down here for the rest of the day. I'm like, hell yeah.
Oh, you want to walk down? Why are we doing that, baby? Let's just chill right here. There's so much better right here. What up, guys? I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet, You're Scary.
Hey.
Yeah, man, we had some guests. Everybody canceled or had something going on, man. It's
like
been a lot,
Wednesday
man.
The 13th or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? It's all good. We're taking it back to the old school, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We might even do a conspiracy corner at the end.
Hey, we have one left over, huh?
I mean, I guess we could. Like, we could just... I mean, it's a lot of crazy stuff going on. I just said I said Hippie a couple just yesterday, man. It's... Nah, it's just so much. 2025.
New conspiracies?
Well, yeah. Well, it's some that I had never heard of, like the Mountain Dew conspiracy. Have you heard about that one?
No,
bro.
Wait, like that it kills sperm?
Nah, The Mountain Dew conspiracy basically says that like Mountain Dew always drops a new flavor before something crazy happens. So like Code Red dropped a couple months before 9/11.
Damn, and it's called Code Red.
Yeah.
It's not like they have subtle flavored.
No.
It's not like grape.
No. And they get one for like four different flavors and all of them drop right before something happens. So it's like Mountain Dew. But here's the thing. Mountain Dew is owned by Pepsi. Mm-hmm. Pepsi worked with the CIA to do something with. Was it Russia or Germany?
How the hell did Pepsi get involved in anything?
I mean, like, if you think about, like, you know, if they can get shipped over there, like...
They have connections.
They might have connections, might have, like, access
to... think about all the drink connections and
stuff.
Yeah,
man. So, like, that was one thing. And then it was another thing that I had sent over to Hippie. It was so many things. You know, the more conspiracies that I come across, the more I'm just like, you know what? Maybe the world should go ahead and just end. Like maybe we need to start fresh because it's crazy. That the Muppet thing
Puppet
is great too.
Oh yeah, Puppet. I've never heard of a.
Oh, so this was wild as hell too. Did you hear about this right here? This was the guy that the terminal was based off of. Like he was really in the airport for 18 years.
He wasn't kicked out.
No, so basically he had his paperwork, and his paperwork got stole while he was, like, going through, like, Europe or something. And because of that, when he went to the next country, no one would accept him. He couldn't get past customs. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't send him back anywhere because he didn't have any paperwork to prove where he's from. And so, like...
So they couldn't have him leave.
Yeah, he couldn't leave. He was stuck in there. There it is right there.
They couldn't even let him, like, roam around Paris?
Nah, man. He stayed in the Charles de Gaulle Airport for 18 years, from 1988 to 2006. And by the time he did get paperwork...
he was trapped there.
Right? Because no country would claim him. So by the time he did get paperwork, I think it was like... It might have been 12 years in or 10 years in. He was like, this is my home.
Oh, so...
He just never wanted to leave.
I get that. Like, why did it take 10 years?
Bro.
Nobody at the airport was like, we got to get this guy out of here.
What they job?
Yo,
it's above
that.
Me.
was deaf. He died of a heart attack in the airport's Terminal 2F on November 12th, 2022.
Oh, damn, he died just in the airport.
Deaf. I mean, he just died.
Life at the airport, he made the airport his home, sleeping on a red plastic bench surrounded by his belongings. Oh, that would be miserable. You have to worry about getting robbed every nap.
Yeah, the video I sent, it has footage of that, like him in the actual airport, surrounded by his stuff, moving it around. It was crazy.
How'd he work? Did he work there too? Might as well.
So in the terminal, remember, I don't know if you saw that movie, Tom Hanks was collecting the luggage carts and taking those back and getting the quarters back. Because, you know, back then it was just like you had to put the two quarters in or something like that. So he started doing that. And he was collecting money. That's how he started eating that, like, Burger King.
This is miserable.
The airport caught on to it, and they hired somebody to start doing it, and they were doing it before him. So he couldn't collect no money. The airport, they were being a dick to him.
Yeah, clearly. That's insane. When you first hear this, you think it's, like, by choice, like a YouTube channel.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This sounds like a Mr. Beast video.
Yeah.
But him being trapped there, and they're not, like, trying to work with him, I just don't see how it took 10 years.
It took 18. I mean, not took 18. You're right. It took, like, 10 years or whenever they, like, somebody finally gave him some paperwork.
Seems like they could kick him out after that.
I mean, but I mean, if it started back in 1988, think about, like, you know, there was no internet back then. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was no, Google, was no Yahoo. Like, the story is like,
right.
Might have made it to a newspaper, but you don't know if it made it to a new newspaper to the other countries that, you know, might have been willing to take them. So,
this is when people were like smoking in the airport, right?
Airport and on the airplane.
Did that happen up until 2001? Did 9/11 stop smoking, or did 9/11 just stop people being able to walk all the way to the gate?
Yeah, 9/11 introduced TSA.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't remember people smoking at the at the airport ever.
When did smoking airports end?
This is really sad.
Federal law for smoke-free airplanes was preceded by a 1987 California law sponsored by Senator Nick Petrus. So was it 1987? When did airports stop letting passengers smoke? 1995 is what I'm seeing.
Okay. Well, there you go. Because I remember it's only shit like Catch Me If You Can and Narcos, the shit that be in the 80s that I ever see that on.
Yeah, you're smoking 2 hours. Like,
so did this guy go viral again? Or
no, I think, yeah, he's dead. I think
the
story is just coming out maybe like holistically because, like I said, people didn't realize that it was based on a true story. I didn't. When I watched The Terminal, I had no idea this was based on a true story.
Is he, what country was he from?
Iran. He's Iranian.
That's nuts. Did he have family?
Oh, he's a refugee, too.
Oh, yeah, so he really had nowhere to go.
Yeah. Yeah. And in the movie, he became a refugee because his country and his government collapsed, so he actually had no country of home, origin. So that's how they spent it in the movie, like when his country was taken over, I think. He had nowhere to go because he had no home because the country, I guess, ceased to exist at that point. But that's crazy as fuck.
That is crazy.
Imagine your country goes to war while you're in the air, and by the time you land, you don't have a country no more.
Right.
Your passport is null and void. You have nowhere to call home. You can't go anywhere because you're not a citizen of anywhere. You would have to take a test before you could become a citizen of
any
new country.
Ain't no loopholes if you had to flee a country? Like, I would rather be homeless in Paris than this. I hate the airport. You know, he wasn't in no Sky Lounge. Like,
Nah. And even with the Sky Lounge, you can't get to the Sky Lounge unless you have a flight that day.
Or the credit card, right?
But even with the credit card, you have to have a flight. You have to be leaving.
You can't just hang out?
Nah, so people, there was this one hack where this guy would say, go to the airport and buy a cheap flight this is how he's eating. He would buy a cheap flight, go to the lounge, eat at the lounge, and then go back to the desk and cancel the flight. He would always buy a refundable flight and then go eat and then cancel the flight. And that's how he was eating.
And he was eating
money
for free.
Uh-huh. Because he was eating at the lounge.
That's crazy.
A guy did the same thing as Six Flags. I think we did that on one of the episodes of DIYS.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, he had a season pass. He was just going up there and getting the food.
For what?
For Six Flags.
Okay, that makes more sense because you can drive there. But
yeah. I mean, but you drive to the airport. If you're driving into the airport.
But you, the parking is terrible.
The parking is terrible.
Parking almost
But if you
makes
only gonna be there for an hour, if you only gonna be there for an hour, then you're paying $10 for parking to 20 max.
Then you buy then you have to stand in line and buy the ticket. Then
you buy the ticket online.
And at the end of the day, the food don't be that good.
It don't be that good. Well, Delta Lounge they be having that shit though. Delta be putting that shit on. I'm not gonna hold you. But Delta stepped it up.
Mm-hmm.
Once they made the requirements a little bit different, they was like, all right, we can get some real chefs in here now. Because at first they was giving you the Costco sandwiches in Delta.
And there's no comfortable part of the airport. Like, anytime you have like a delayed flight and you have to like take a nap somewhere, the chairs be trashed. Like, I don't know how this dude did this. This is like a prison sentence.
It wasn't about comfort. It was just about survival at that point.
Right.
You just sheesh. Yeah.
I mean, LAX compared to a war-torn country isn't that bad.
It's not that bad.
But
you
it's
can
not
go to one of the
safe.
Terminals where it ain't a lot of people leaving out of, and you basically had that shit to yourself. But you just can't look homeless because they'll definitely kick you out. You got to stay at the front.
Best and worst airport.
Oh, my God. Worst, LAX.
I mean, it has its bad stuff, but you...
I would prefer Burbank over LAX any fucking day.
You talking about just to go through or to live in?
Probably both.
You would... Okay. Yeah, I would live in Burbank.
Burbank is horrible just because you can't... The only direct flights you're going to catch at Burbank is going to be to Vegas, maybe Seattle, Oregon. Anywhere on this side of the country, maybe you get a direct flight. But anywhere past Arizona, New Mexico, you got to do a connecting flight. That's mm-hmm. the one downside about smaller airports, like smaller municipality airports.
Right.
You're going to have to catch that connecting flight. But as far as like ease and convenience of getting in the airport, through the airport, the check-in, like you can go to Burbank. You used to be able to go to Burbank like 30 minutes before your flight. Like get that 30 minutes before your flight and be good.
Mm-hmm.
But now, shit, people done got caught on and it's a little track. So LAX is definitely on the top of the list for worst airports.
What makes LAX that bad?
Oh, my God. Just getting in. The traffic. Like, you can get to LAX.
The setup?
Yeah, I mean, like still in the car.
Yeah.
Like, if you come in from, like, where that in and out is,
mm-hmm.
and you got to get in that one way right there, just getting in before you even hit the ramp could be 15 minutes. Because right. so many people are trying to merge it to one lane. It's one lane that goes up that entrance ramp, and you got 3 to 4 lanes trying to merge.
So you don't like how it's set up?
The infrastructure for LAX is one of the worst for a popular, major populated city like LA.
You're right.
LA's infrastructure in general is just horrible. Like, the fact that the buses don't go everywhere. And they used to. Do the history on... The transit system in LA. LA's transit system used to be amazing, but they shut it down to open up the freeways to sell more cars. That's what happened.
So wait.
They used to have a transit system like San Francisco with the trolley and the buses and everything. It used to be amazing. And yeah,
what do you think about the Houston airport, speaking of transit? Because it feel like them terminals are...
Houston is huge.
It's like a subway trip.
Yeah,
from
Houston
each
is
one.
Huge. Detroit is huge. Detroit is one of the. It's a dope ass airport. Huge tram systems. Hub for Delta. I like Detroit's, and they got a hotel built right into the airport there. I think it's like a Renaissance. It's a Marriott property, but you don't have to leave if you don't want to. You don't have to stay in the city if you don't want to. You know, if you're going for business, you just stay there. So that way, you know, you can roll out of bed and you literally walk out of your hotel room. And you can walk to TSA from that hotel, mm-hmm. like one of the floors on the hotel. So I love that.
What about Atlanta's?
Atlanta's one of the busiest, and it's super accessible, but the lines be ridiculous.
I hate
like,
Atlanta's
ridiculous.
Airport.
And I hate that you got to take a tram. It's so big, you got to take a tram to every different terminal. Like, it's no quick way to get there. I mean, you could walk it, but, like, it's just, Yeah, it's not my favorite.
Yeah,
it's
Atlanta and Miami are probably the worst to me because of how the lines work.
Yeah.
Like, some people have, like, they set up lines for a small airport when it's not a small airport. So the lines are, like, you got, like, normal people, like, that aren't in line trying to pass through with luggage and stuff. Oh, it was miserable.
I don't know. It's like a love-hate thing with, like, Sacramento and Vegas, too. Because you have to take the tram just to get to TSA. not even get to like the terminal.
You, in
like,
where?
In Sacramento.
Oh,
so
shit.
You get to the airport.
That sounds awful.
You catch a tram. That takes you to the TSA. As soon as you get off, you got people that are trying to get on the tram to get back into, like, grab their luggage and shit like that. And then you hit the TSA, and then you have to find your terminal. And I think Sacramento's like that, but I think Vegas is like that, too.
Vegas is weird because it's like people are gambling in the airport when you get there. So like, a part of me is like, oh, it's like a good welcome to Vegas because it's like you already hear the slot machines. But it's also like, damn, this is irresponsible. Like, I don't know if they're flying out and they're trying to get away, but they're like feeding the addiction all the way to the end.
Imagine if you lost everything in Vegas and you're trying to just get home. All you have is your ticket. And as soon as you get to the airport, all you see is fucking slot machines.
Yeah. There's definitely people that missed their flight out because they were keeping the gamble train going.
And it's crazy to me because, like, how much money are you really going to make in the airport?
Airport slot machines.
Slot machines.
If anything
you ain't making
was rigged,
no money for real.
If anything was rigged. And then I hate that they make you go all the way to another parking lot to get to the Uber stuff. I hate that part of it.
But. Yeah. That's another thing I hate about LAX, too. Like,
that's the
LA
worst part.
Exit, that bus thing right there.
That's the worst.
It makes sense, but it just seems like there would be an easier way to do it.
That's why I like going to little small towns where you can just drive right up. You can damn near park in front of the airport and just walk in.
Yeah,
and
man.
Then the Ubers, it's just like another building. The airport's literally like another building in the city in a lot of towns.
In Vegas, you got to walk through the airport, exit the airport, go to the parking garage, go to the fourth floor of the parking garage, and then hail your car, and then figure out where they're going to park. Then it's like, all right, like, what? It's a lot.
And then you find out you're 30 minutes away from the strip. And you're like, what? It's going to take us 45 minutes to get there. You're like, I hate this place.
Yeah, man. So I started calling a car because sometimes it's easy to get the car service. So if you need to do any trips, before you get to the hotel, since you're already going to be a little minute, I get all of my liquor and stuff before I get to the hotel. And don't go to the liquor store. Like, go to a BevMo or something like that. It makes it way
Vegas?
Better. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And just have that in your hotel, man. Like, it's just life hack. Cheap it up. Right now, everything's so fucking expensive.
Vegas is insane. Like,
I am not looking forward to going to Vegas at any point this year. I am. Everything is expensive. And this has been the first time in a long time. Like,
tariffs.
I see, like, the expenses going up. Like, everything is expensive.
Tariffs. The tariffs.
You heard about how the iPhone could cost $3,500?
Which one?
The new iPhone might cost because of the tariffs, because of them raising tariffs, because everything is made in China.
Right.
And now it's just like, all right, well, that might be the new price of it.
I can't tell if... I read a bunch of stuff about how a lot of billionaires are losing money, too. So I was like, damn, I thought these were the one people, like the one group of people that were benefiting from this. But I don't know who Trump is even appeasing with these tariffs. If his white rich friends are being upset and losing money, what is this? What's going on?
Bro, Elon, they say he's lost so much money from, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. I don't think he should be... From being in office, from being in a position of the leader of Doge or the director of Doge, he definitely shouldn't have been there. Putting people in these positions where they are, especially like a position of him, he's in charge of like lowering the cost of these departments where he has no experience over. Like, I understand you've been a CEO for multiple companies, but, like, how involved are you? Mm-hmm. Like, it's more than just cost analysis. It's more than just, like reducing spending. What's this money going to? You're just like, oh, they're spending, you know, $20 million on resources. Like, but what are those resources doing? Like, how are they helping? Like, what are they really going to? And I don't think he's really doing the work to find out what he's cutting and slashing the cost of, if it's really going to help, or he just feel like he's saving money. So
that's
But Donald Trump shouldn't have been president. And he definitely shouldn't have been president twice. Damn near, more
twice
than half
crazy.
Your businesses have gone into bankruptcy. Like, why are we letting him lead the... I'm not even going to get into it.
Elon said his net worth... he didn't say this. It just happened. His net worth has fallen below $300 billion for the first time since November. Ah, must be terrible. Must be fucking terrible, Elon. Under $300 billion. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It says $134.7 billion loss year to date. Jeff Bezos lost $45 billion. Mark Zug down 28. These are from the tariffs?
From the stock markets crashing. So all of these different things happened as a result of different things happening.
So
but
much
the tariffs
stuff.
Were highly, you know, integral in what's happening in the stock market because people are like, the tariffs are up, things are going to cost more.
Yeah. Warren Buffett took out a lot of his money out of, like, stocks and stuff.
Yeah, he didn't lose yeah, at he all took like stuff. Anyone else.
And everybody was like, hey, Warren Buffett moved his money. What should we do that? I mean, he didn't tell nobody.
You
he just like
should
he
listen
just...
to Warren Buffett because this nigga been a million, yeah. whatever.
He's like 200, yeah. yeah.
He said he ain't giving his kids nothing either.
For real?
Well, he only giving them a very small amount of his
That's cool.
Yeah, he was like, y'all need to work for it.
That's
but Jackie Chan said he ain't giving his kid, he not leaving his kids nothing.
That makes
need
sense.
To work for it.
That tracks. For, yeah. I mean, that I feel like that's a very
he's
thing.
A
that's
Jackie
a big
Chan.
Thing
yeah.
in that,
yeah,
in that culture.
Yeah, plus he has some like beef with, well, online you hear about him having beef with one of his kids because of the lifestyle they chose or whatever.
Oh, really?
And how, yeah.
He's well,
he does his own stunts. He was like, well, if I'm going to work for it, you going to work for it.
You better do your own stunts.
And here's the thing. If you're talking about doing your own stunts, then let me tell you something. You got to get your body in shape. You got to get disciplined. I am really proud of myself. I have stuck with my diet since the end of September. No fried foods, no extra starches, no
nice.
Carbs, all of that. I've really been on it. You know, mainly drinking water and unsweetened tea and coffee is... but I could not do that without a healthy diet. So I'm here telling y'all again about Factor, okay? Because I've been on this Factor. And one of the reasons, I'm going to give you a couple of reasons. Top reasons I've been doing the Factor. Number one, it's fresh. It's never frozen, just refrigerated. Arrives to your door refrigerated. You refrigerate it. You never have to stick this in the freezer. It is done in 2 to 5 minutes of heating up in the microwave, poke a couple holes in that plastic, and then once you let it sit, peel that plastic back and enjoy it. Number two, it is seasoned. Let's be real. We've all had some of these meal prep and meal plans, all of this type of stuff, and it's just bland as hell. You're not going to get that with Factor. Factor, you're going to get amazing meals, well-seasoned dishes, okay? And you can add whatever you need to, but I promise you, you're not going to have that same problem as you have with some of these other places. And options, that's number three. With 45 weekly menu options, you can pick gourmet meals that fit your goals every week. You got calorie smart options. You got protein plus options. You on keto? Because that's what I'm doing. Keto options and more. Factor powers your day with satisfying breakfast, on-the-go lunches, premium dinners, and guilt-free snacks and desserts. And they got juices. I've been tearing these juices up. Fam been drinking the juice. I come in the house. She's sitting on the couch drinking my juice. That ain't for you. That ain't for you. But she's been drinking the juices because the juices are great. They can come in the box as well. So if you're ready to take that discipline to the next level, you're ready to take that diet to the next level, because I'm telling you, that diet is 60 to 70% of it. Okay? You get that diet together, you're going to get yourself together. Get started at factormeals.com/DIYS50off. That's actually 50 off. And use the code DIYS50off to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. That code is DIYS50 off at factormeals.com/DIYS50off for 50% off plus free shipping.
Let's go.
It's me. It's my intro.
What would you do if a Mario Brothers store was real? Like, if you could get your hand on one. Well, how long is the store for? The Mario Brothers store, is that 30
it's not
seconds?
That long. It's hella
I want
short.
One up. I'd rather take that.
You'd rather take one?
Right, because the star is insanely, like, not practical.
Right.
Like, that means you need to be, like, a mass murderer for, like,
okay,
10
well,
seconds.
Okay, let's say this. Right. Let's say this.
You can have the
you can have the star for 10 minutes. So would you rather have a 10-minute Mario Brothers star, or would you rather have one up?
One up.
Really?
Yeah, because every time you need a star, you just need to kill a whole bunch of people, run through them, and something like that. Mm-hmm. I guess it makes you, it doesn't really make you faster. It just makes you invincible.
Yeah.
You feel so, faster, right?
Yeah.
Stars,
yeah. I don't know what I would use
faster.
It for.
Yeah.
See, I mean, depending on like what all I do, like if the star hid in my face, give me the star.
Mm-hmm.
If that star made me invincible and hid in my face, give me the star. I'm robbing this bank so fast in this 10 minutes.
But they can get you after 10 minutes.
Yeah, but they don't know my face. If
it's
I got
just Rambo, you look the same.
No, wear a mask.
Wear a mask.
The mask is changing colors?
Yeah. Because here's the thing.
That would be confusing.
If it only takes you, let's say you can get in and out in 6 minutes, and then you still got 4 minutes to, like get there or get away, right? Evade them or whatever. Like, I'm going to do that because the one-up is just good for one time.
Mm. Yeah, but it's death.
Yeah, but like, okay, like now you know you got this one up, right? So now you might be talking a little reckless. You're a little pompous and shit like that. And so you're like, what'd you say? He did. He don't even give you like the back and forth that you thought you was going to get.
I'm not going to start beefing with niggas because I got a one up.
People do. Sometimes when you know you got the upper hand, you be like, you walk around with a different energy.
I would die of natural causes. And then you at the funeral, you just hear bloop, bloop, bloop. Now come out 20 years old.
But you still, you'll be whatever age you are. So you'll just keep the one up for like when you turn 80, like if you died at 82 or 88.
Damn, so I would just come back to life you and come I would back still at, have
you just problems, be at 82.
Still have but health problems.
The superstar says you're temporarily invincible, but hazards that will usually be fatal are still fatal to you. Lava, poison pits, time running out, getting crushed. So you could still get out. Like if you had the star and you jumped down a hole,
you're dead.
But the one up though.
I mean, you just described a lot of stuff that would happen to us anyway. Right. Jumping down a hole and into lava.
Yeah, only if I'm like in Hawaii am I really worried about that. Or Chile or, you know, just somewhere where an active volcano is.
Man,
but
there have been sinkholes opening up all over the place.
That's true. But
Or what about a mushroom? Get a little bigger. You know,
that mushrooms ain't nothing but that is what is it, creatine and steroids mixed together. It is.
Y'all got blue chew for that. Y'all fine.
Wow. That's our one up. That's hilarious. But if you robbed a bank
with a star?
Yeah. What if the bank don't got money in the vault like that?
I mean, listen, anything over $75,000 makes it worth it.
It's not even that though. You gotta go to you can't go to a Bank of America on Venice or something.
Yeah. And I said the bank thing, but honestly, I've already talked about like the whole idea of me robbing a bank, man. Like it sounds good in theory, even if you can get away with like $1 million, but like that money is marked, and then you gotta find somewhere to like wash the money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your first time, so you know they're gonna take you to the washer. They're gonna take you through the ringer. They're gonna charge you more, and you don't know the rates. What's the going rate for exchanging money? Washing dirty.
I don't
butter.
Know how to do any of that. That's why I would keep the star for like defensive reasons. Like nigga, if there's a fight in the club and we gotta get out. Just from where we are to the car. That's all. Then I'm just driving. Stopping at red lights.
It would be helpful if you could use the star only for as long as you need it. So like if it had a 10 minute maximum life, like I would only use it like a 45 second burst, like to get in and out real quick, like
right.
At a concert, just to get out of traffic real quick.
Oh,
real quick.
Shit.
Just use it for 30 seconds.
And then you just put it in your pocket?
Yeah, I just take it off, save it.
Would you be out of breath?
Well, no, the funny part of that is that it wouldn't help you with traffic. It would just help. You'd well, still be in traffic. Listen, glowing no,
like,
rainbow.
Like when you leave in the venue, like before you get to your car, like when it's all these people.
Oh,
like,
and you're just killing everybody on the way
out. Well, I wouldn't be killing. I'm just going through it fast. They don't see me. I'm so fast.
They go, and they just go
you
down.
You guys made this not
go
fun,
through the
man.
Floor.
You guys really made this
I'm just, fun. I'm relating it to the only thing it exists in, which is Mario.
Super Casual Boob said if you go into the bank, they just have Mario coins. You can only hold 99 of them before it starts over, but you
damn.
Earn a one up.
You leave with $100 and a felony.
Every 100 you get though, you get an extra one up though. So you can leave out the bank with $75,000 and also like, you know, 7,500 men.
But in Mario, when you reach the max, even if you get more money, it's 100. So can you imagine getting having $1 million in front of you? You take 100, and then every bill that you get in don't count. So you just in there robbing a bank for millions and millions of dollars, but you leave with a wad of 99 bucks.
Man, y'all made this not fun. First animal that doesn't need oxygen.
That's crazy. Oh, I did see this.
Okay, scientists have discovered the first animal that does not need oxygen to survive.
How do you say that?
Hiniguya?
Hiniguya.
Fifth word.
Is a tiny parasite that affects salmon and the only known animal that doesn't require oxygen to survive. Unlike other multicellular organisms, it lacks mitochondria, that structure used for Arabic respiration, instead relying on an unknown.
Arabic.
What did I say?
Aerobic.
Yeah.
Arabic respiration.
Y'all accepted it for 5 seconds, so y'all as bad as me.
In the Middle East.
Got that haze on it.
An aerobic process to generate energy. That's weird, and it look like little alien heads.
They look like a kid's drawing of an alien.
As a sperm, too.
Alien sperm, that's exactly what they look like.
Yeah, that's weird.
And they found them in fish? That's crazy.
Yeah. Gross. Now I don't want to eat them.
For real. Because if they don't need oxygen, how do they die? Do they just stay in the fish forever? That's honestly, that's probably that little shiny stuff that be on fish. You know that little rainbow glare?
Yeah, I know.
Little bioluminescent stuff.
So did y'all know there are like 10 animal species that don't need to drink water at all?
Mm-hmm. Let me try to guess. Water bear.
Oh, you know about the little
parasite thingy?
Nah, that's well, I don't know.
Though.
I don't know if that's one.
Yeah. And there's what? Okay, so that ain't one of them.
Yeah.
So we got mealworms. All right, they start life as an egg, then hatch into a larva, morph into a pupa, and finally emerge as a beetle.
A pupa.
A sand gazelle is another one.
A gazelle.
Yeah, a sand gazelle. Yeah.
It gets water. It just doesn't need to drink water.
Yeah, doesn't need to drink it.
It gets water from other things like eating the leaves. The leaves might, you know, have stuff on.
Oh,
and they can shrink their liver and their heart, which causes them to breathe and respire less often.
I always wonder, like, do they actively do that or does their body just do that? Are they just like, man, ain't no water here, and they just like shrink their heart?
I don't know. I don't know if it's this an automatic thing or if it is like initiated by them. Freshwater fish. Only saltwater fish drink water. In freshwater, the inner body of the fish is saltier than the surrounding environment, which moves into the fish's by osmosis.
I would never think fish. But I never thought about it. Like, do fish drink the water?
Drinking water at all.
They like be like take a little sip of their environment?
Yeah, frogs don't swallow water either. They absorb most of the moisture they need through their skin.
That's what I would think. I never thought of a marine animal just taking a little sip.
Yeah. Tiger salamanders do not drink water using their mouth. Rather, they receive moisture and hydration from the water content of prey and from the environment through the semi-permeable skin.
A lot of them just need to be in water.
Yeah. So as a white-throated wood rat, I'm going to just rattle off the rest of them. A desert-dwelling lizard.
Did you say a rat?
I said rattle off the next up, rest of them.
What was the one before that?
White-throated something.
A white-throated wood rat.
Yeah, you did say wood rat.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
They don't sound like they be in water like that.
No. It sounds like it might be in like the desert or somewhere.
I'll
rethrust something real quick. The desert-dwelling lizards, koalas do not drink water. The kangaroo rat never needs to drink water.
So these,
and the number one is the sand cat.
Okay, so two of these, I know you said you wanted to rattle them off. Two of these in the name specified that they were in dry places, though.
Like
the desert lizard.
Yeah, and the sand cat is from Northern Africa and Southwest Central Asia.
That is cute.
But they just don't need to drink water. They get water from things they eat, maybe. They don't need, like, a bowl of water out, but they still need water to survive.
Yeah.
Why don't they just drink it, though?
They just... And there's probably not water out there for them to be drinking, so they're like, hey, we've adapted, you know, to get our water from other ways.
Can you check the lizard real quick?
Yeah, for sure. It's koalas.
Desert-dwelling lizard. That just sounds like something that specifically needs water.
While some animals develop ways to extract water from their food, the desert-dwelling lizard don't drink water at all. They absorb it through their skin. Lizards adapt very well to their environments, like using camouflage and being able to soak water in through their skin as hydration. Scientists have always suspected that lizards absorb water much like amphibious neighbors. However, unlike the amphibious, most moist skin, dry lizard skin is designed to keep water in and out.
All right, this question's for everybody. Y'all die, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then God is like, all right, you can come back, but it's got to be as a lizard or a frog. What y'all picking?
I have both of those at home. You know, I got the bullfrog tadpole, mm-hmm. and I have a bearded dragon.
I forgot about the whole tadpole stage.
Yeah. I think frogs are dope.
Yeah, I think I would do a lizard, though.
But frogs get to experience both.
Which one?
You swim at first, and then you, like, walk out.
They start with gills, like, and they end up with lungs. But some lizards can live a really long, like, bring me back as, like, a Gila monster or something. Mm.
How long do they live?
I don't know.
But do frogs die quick?
I think they live a lot less. They have more predators than some of the big lizards do. So bring me back as a big lizard, a monitor, you know, a Gila.
And the smaller lizards, like, they have a defense mechanism. They could throw their tail off to distract somebody that's trying to eat them and just keep on moving.
But they don't be they do be swimming. Some of them be swimming.
Those those ones that are in the Galapagos Islands that look like Godzilla, they swim down.
Those
iguanas, and then they eat the algae down there, and they can hold their breath for quite a good amount of time.
Does it change your answer if you don't get to pick the species? It's just frog or lizard.
I probably would still go lizard, man. Gila monsters can live 20 to 30 years.
Damn.
Some reaching up to 40 years in captivity. Okay.
Put lizard.
Okay.
Let's get less specific. Lizard lifespan. Because they do be kind of dino.
Lizard Lick. That's North Carolina.
What popped up?
That's the Lizard Lick towing, but Lizard Lick is the name of a city in North Carolina. They had a
Lizard Lick?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then there was a TV show called Lizard Lick Towing, where they was, you know, about the.
That towing. Sounds like the name of a tow truck company. It definitely don't sound like a city name.
It's a city name, yeah.
Okay. So some lizards.
From a few months to several decades. Okay, thank you, AI.
AI
appreciate
overview.
It, AI. That's quite a gap.
That doesn't tell us either. This is just all about geckos.
I want to be a frog, man.
Really? Why a frog?
Because you get to swim around, and then. I assume that they be, like, making friends with other water-specific stuff like fish. And then they see you blow up and go on land. They're like, damn, what happened to Patrick? It's like, no, my bad. Oh, y'all still in the water? I can breathe now. So now you get to experience, like, trees and land, and then you get to go back, visit the old homies. Hey, what's up? Y'all still swimming?
Just keep swimming.
It's like frogs have some of the craziest glow ups in animal history.
If I come back as like a poison dart frog, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because they're tiny, but who
you got that shit
them?
On? Yeah. You got a fit.
You got and that you, shit on.
And you poisonous as hell. Poisonous things be having fits.
They do, man.
Just to let the other people know, like, hey. You lick this.
Die if you want to, baby boy.
Yeah, like even.
See, look at that.
Yeah.
He got that shit on.
He do.
This would hear tear or rock that.
They posing like they know it.
That green and black hard too, though. I ain't gonna hold you.
Y'all search poison dart frog at home and tell me it don't look like they posing like they know they got a clean ass fit. Look, this nigga got pants on. He got jeans. What in poison makes sense for the legs to be a different color? That's strictly
what's
aesthetic.
That green and brown right there too, and the yellow and blue.
It's all aesthetic.
That's fire. They do have that shit on though. I ain't gonna hold you.
Poison could be just one flat color of poison like that. See, even that got a little swag on it.
Ooh, that blue and that orange though on the left.
That's what I'm saying. This is clearly.
Yeah, they put that shit on.
No reason.
They did
for
all collabs with Nike. These are like all of the dudes.
These do look like shoe colorways.
Y'all seen these frogs?
The angry grumpy
I'd be,
joint
I'd be
right
mad
here.
Mad as hell if this was the frog.
Bro, you come back like this. Oh.
You look like a piece of shit.
Just and swole up. It's like you only get fed like ice cream and they know you have a dairy allergy.
Look at their face. It's like they just went through the scenario I proposed, and they picked frog and got this, and they're like, "God damn it!"
You look like you just saying,
"You gave me this bullshit ass frog. I don't even know what kind of frog this
you
is."
You did it in the face really well.
What is this called? The desert rain frog.
Yeah, rain frog.
Damn.
The desert one in another kind.
Cool name though.
But yeah.
It's like a sting song.
Look at their butts.
Oh, they do. These are the ones with the little butt cheeks. Just search desert rain butt frog butt cheeks, because I did a video on this a long time ago. It's crazy. You guys ever need to pick me up at home? Desert
it's
rain
so
frog
funny,
butt cheeks.
Because we all know somebody that's top heavy with no booty, and they booty probably look like this to us. People that be top heavy with no booty be not neat as fuck too. Them knees be going in.
It's like the booty caves in at the bottom under the weight.
It forces the pressure of the knees to just lean in together. Oh. booty butt cheeks.
That seems like a frog that should have been popular a long time ago.
Oh my God,
it's like,
man,
a cartoon.
The noise they make is crazy. I'm scared for these
it's not a ribbit.
No, it's like a scream. Like.
Oh yeah, I see that. When you pick them up, they make that noise, right?
Yeah.
Is that their defense thing, or is that just that normal noise? Is that their ribbit or their defense?
It's probably their defense, but I think they might just scream like that.
Yeah, because ribbit isn't defense. Ribbit is for mating, right?
Yeah. These bullfrogs about to be loud.
Oh, my God. All right, well, listen, man. You know, if that's their defense, then, you know, that's unfortunate all they got. But when it comes to you and your defense, you have a lot of options, particularly BetterHelp. Just want to let you know that this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp, all right? And it's I love BetterHelp. I think that it's amazing. I love the fact that, you know, one, it's all done online, so it fits around your schedule. That's number one. But also, I don't know if y'all know how expensive traditional therapy is. Like, traditional in-person therapy can cost anywhere from $100 to $250 per session, which adds up fast. But with BetterHelp Online Therapy, you can save on average up to 50% per session. Pay a flat fee for weekly sessions, saving you big on costs and time. As I said, it fits around your schedule. It's made to be convenient with your active life. Therapy should feel accessible. It shouldn't feel like a luxury. With online therapy, you get quality care at a price that makes sense. So it can help you with anything from anxiety to everyday stress. Your mental health is worth it, and I cannot stress that enough. And now it is within your reach. I was one of those people that was very resistant to therapy. Didn't see the need, didn't understand what talking about your problems or your trauma or any of that could help. I just didn't understand. Why am I going to go to somebody and tell them all my problems and put them all in my business? I didn't understand it, so I was very resistant to it. Man, when I tell you, I should have been in therapy in high school. I really wish I had did it sooner. And that's why I really, like, try to drive home the point with therapy, because it is so essential, especially if you had a hard childhood, especially if you had a hard teenage years or you went through something traumatic. Even if you didn't, there may be some things that you have repressed so much that you forgot they happened. So I encourage everybody to check out BetterHelp. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people globally. It's convenient, all right? I can't stress that enough. So you can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you get to switch therapists at any time with no additional cost to you. So your well-being is worth it. Visit BetterHelp.com/DIYS to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DIYS. Trust me, you'll thank me. And we thank BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast. Boo-ba-doo.
I just watched Captain America pick up Mjolnir again. It was on the timeline, and I just had to sit there. So I was doing this. So, such a great scene. Oh, my God.
I knew it. That was a good scene when he picked it. That was the one where he picked it up and he hit Thanos with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
When he was about to kill Thor.
Mm-hmm.
I be thinking about this sometimes. You know how, like, you be tempted to lie when somebody says, "What's your favorite movie?"
Because
you want to seem deeper.
What's your favorite one?
I feel like Avengers Endgame might be in the cracking the top five.
Yeah.
But it just, you know,
Endgame was good. I definitely, the ending of Endgame was, like, I mean, top tier. Nothing really beats that outside of, like, the scene in Infinity Wars when Thor came back, right? And Hulk was like, "Oh, it's so over for you guys." Right,
you guys
there.
Are so. You talking about in Wakanda?
Yeah, Wakanda. Yeah. You know, they were fighting right there.
That was Infinity Wars.
That was Infinity Wars. Yeah, that one was a good one too, man.
That's crazy that James Gunn left Marvel. Now he's running DC, and now Superman looks amazing. Like he is following the best timeline right now.
Yeah, man. I want DC to. I want them to be great because I want that. that rivalry. I wanted to, like the hot from this.
We're the
this.
Only one who wins from that.
Yeah. For sure. Well, I mean, the studios win with our sales. I mean, with the sales, like they we get to get better movies and bigger characters, and you know, like I really wish they would put it to the fans to like vote like five characters that they want to see within the next 5 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. Like, give us some power with that. It would make us emotionally and financially invested in it if we did that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, especially like you could vote, you get 10 votes for $5.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of fund the movie for them. You know what I mean? So like,
that makes a lot of sense, because a lot of Marvel's biggest hits were like, they were like heroes they rolled the dice on. Like, Iron Man wasn't that popular. Guardians of the Galaxy was damn near
unknown.
I didn't
know nothing about Guardians. Right. I was so skeptical with Guardians, and then now it's one of my favorite
it's
franchise.
It's huge.
It's a great series.
And they really just dusted off one of them, like one of the comics. I don't even think that it was like popular like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Even some of the villains, though, like what was the first villain in Doctor Strange? I just read something about him. Dormammu. Dormammu.
Who's that?
That was the villain. That was the big antagonist on the first Doctor Strange. He's basically a galaxy eating other galaxies.
Galactus?
I thought it was Dormammu.
This dude?
Yeah.
Dormammu.
I've never seen him.
That was the first Doctor Strange, wasn't it?
Oh, you talking about the actual movie or?
Mm-hmm. The first Doctor Strange movie, when he first got his powers and how he beat it, he put him in that loop.
Oh, okay.
We had went to face Dormammu, and Dormammu kept killing him.
Okay,
And then he didn't realize it for the first 4 or 5 times. Like, wait, what is this?
Uh-huh.
What sorcery is this? He was like, I've trapped you in a loop, and the only way you can get out is if I let you out. Like, what do you want from me? He's like, pack up and leave. And he killed him again. Mm-hmm. He was like, I'm back. But Dormammu, I had never heard of, but I also didn't read
it. Been a minute since I've seen that.
Yeah. That first Doctor Strange was
a decade ago.
Damn, it almost was a decade ago.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's nuts. I love Doctor Strange.
Me too. That first one was crazy. That last one was the bullshit, though.
I feel like that kind of got him shelved. It seems like Marvel heroes are like rappers now. Like, if a movie does bad, they really like shelve the character.
Yeah, but I think Doctor Strange is gonna be one of the ones where he floats to a lot of different, like,
he has to, things. Yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna float to a lot
like
of different.
The Eternals. I don't think we're getting another one of those.
No, that was not.
Samuel Jackson's damn near sick of Nick Fury after the TV.
Yeah. I don't know if they're gonna bring him back. I feel like we might get a new person. Like, the white guy from?
No, I feel like we wouldn't accept another one.
Well, no. not a new Nick Fury. Like another character. Like the guy that's always in Black Panther. The white guy that's always in Black Panther. The one that was working with.
Are you talking about Claw?
No, not Andy Serkis. The white guy that was helping them out. He was with the CIA.
Bucky? I was like,
No.
The agent. Yeah. He's in a gang of them.
He's in all of them. He's already slated to be in the new Black Panther 2. He's the CIA agent who was working with them.
He's kind of funny?
Yeah, he's kind of funny. Yeah, he's the comic relief in the movie a lot.
Yeah, that dude. I was thinking about that other
him.
Guy.
Yeah, Everett.
Is it him?
Yeah, that's him. Everett K. Ross.
I was thinking of somebody else. He had black hair.
I was thinking about the AIM agent that died, but I was like, not
Yeah. Nah, this guy. He's been in both of them, too. I feel like they might try to give him more of a bigger role going forward.
You guys think Dr. Doom is going to be good?
So
they went back to RDJ.
I was wondering how they did this. And so I just watched a video, I think it was today, on why Tony had to die. And why Doctor Strange told him there was only one scenario. Because Doctor Strange lied to him. There were multiple scenarios. Well, there were a couple scenarios. But there was only one scenario where Tony didn't learn how to time travel. Because if he learned how to time travel, then he would have went and found all the other Tonys in the universe and tried to save him. Because that was his thing. Like, he always had to fix something. Mm-hmm. And so the only way he would rest and not find out how to time travel and jump through different parallels and different universes was what he did by sacrificing himself, right? But Dr. Doom supposedly is from a timeline where he did learn how to time travel, and his whole thing is destroy all the other timelines so his can exist alone. And so that's what happens. Like, when he learned how to time travel after the snap, he became Dr. Doom because he...
So Dr. Doom is Tony Stark?
Yes, Robert Downey Jr. is Dr. Doom.
But he's Tony Stark also.
Yes, after he died from being Iron Man, and he learned how to time travel and heal and learned about the other timelines, he becomes Dr. Doom. So he becomes evil, essentially.
So I did see something that said that where Marvel, the Russo brothers were saying his death is directly tied into him becoming Dr. Doom. Like, no one else could play Dr. Doom like RDJ could because of that connection between Stark and Dr. Doom. So whatever Tahir's saying, I don't know. You know, they were like, we won't say anything else beyond that. But there's
Dr. Doom character actually Tony Stark, or
I don't know that. They just said there's a connection between Stark and Doom, and no one else could have played it. And they relate to each other, so it makes sense that he is that character.
I saw this other video. And it was like, well, it was actually like a slideshow, and they were showing like the 10 most powerful villains in the Marvel Universe. And the top 10 one was the ultimate god Doom. And it was basically Doom. They said he's the most powerful. Like, he can kill, he can destroy and create galaxies at his will.
Doctor Doom is always in the top three of most powerful villains. I didn't watch a lot of Doom. I saw him on Fantastic Four a little bit. That's crazy. I always thought that my theory is that Doctor Strange saw Marvel movies getting bad. So he said the only solution is for you to be recast as Doctor Doom later.
This is the leader.
Yeah, that's not him.
I was just watching.
That's his name?
Yeah, his name is the leader. I was watching a cartoon with Frederick last night. He was like, the leader did it. I'm like, but who's the leader? This guy? He's like, the leader. And I'm like, oh, that's his name. He's a huge head. Let's see.
Hella.
Hella. Yeah.
I don't know. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I recognize him. Energy. Ultron. Okay, I know what that is.
Loki is number 11.
Apocalypse, that's X-Men, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a Sentinel.
Kang.
Kang. Oh,
no, he's getting a second chance.
I like that. Is he?
Thanos.
Weakness was a white woman this whole time.
There was a...
Oh, they have Dr. Doom at 7.
Yeah, it's a different Doom, I think. I don't know if it's the same Doom or
Galactus,
if it's like a...
Galactus is 6. Where are we going?
The one below all.
I've heard of that.
The evil counterpart of Marvel's God. Okay. The Scarlet Witch.
Nigga,
She's crazy powerful.
She is. Galactus? But I didn't know she was a villain.
Yeah, the Satan is next. She's right below Satan.
Say his name.
That shit is just a sound effect. That's
Black Winter, the destroyer of universes. I've never heard of
that. That's just weather.
And the first firmament.
I read about him yesterday.
These all look like they should be in the top three. Scarlet Witch is crazy to be up there. That's nuts. I didn't know she was stronger than...
Ridiculously powerful. Did you watch the whole thing on Disney Plus when it came out? WandaVision?
Yeah.
And after that, it wasn't called WandaVision 2, was it? Oh, I guess it was the second season of WandaVision.
I don't know if I watched the second one.
That's when she got caught and made her own reality, right?
That's the first one.
Yeah, that was the first one.
Where'd it go from there? I thought it went into Doctor Strange movies.
No, from there it went into Agatha Harkness being revealed at the end, and then Agatha had her.
Yeah, I didn't see Agatha's at all.
Who's Agatha?
Agatha Harkness, she's a witch.
Like, yeah, she was in that. She was in that one. The Scarlet Witch.
So where did the Doctor Strange multiverse movie fall into that? That was after season one? Because he found her with the book.
Right, and the boys and stuff. So it might have been... I don't remember.
I thought I saw WandaVision.
But yeah, WandaVision, there was a second season. And she basically trapped Agatha at the end. She finds out who she is. She traps her, and then Agatha all along is about her. You know.
Yeah, I didn't watch the Agatha one at all. I think that might have been once my Disney ended. You know, Disney's charging, I think, $149
I heard it
a year.
It got going crazy.
I did Disney Plus with ads for $16.99 a month. A bundle, I get Max, Hulu, and Disney Plus for $16.99.
How many ads are in each one?
It's not bad. I just, you know, I don't even know. I've been doing other stuff.
We had Disney for hellas when I had signed up for Verizon. I think when I got a new phone or something, and we had Disney for free for hellas, I feel like. Or maybe for like $100 or something. It was something crazy for the first year. And then I think it was like right toward the end of last year, we were trying to log in and watch something, and it wasn't working. I tried to log in. It was like trying to charge me like $150 or something. I was like, oh, hell no. Hell.
Damn.
Yeah. Once they started doing the bundle with Hulu, mm-hmm. it just got crazy. And I was like, I'm not doing this shit, bro.
I'd be on other people's plans. You would think eight people lived in my apartment
they
if you went through my.
They started cracking down because I shared Max with somebody in Disney Plus, and they hit me up when they was like, "You kicked me off," and I'm like, "No," and they were like, "It said you're not home right now," and they started cracking down.
I got
down.
Kicked out of Max,
yeah,
mm-hmm. and I got kicked out of Hulu. So I was like, "Okay, I'll just pay for those." I'm still flying under the radar.
Man, I think we got kicked out of or maybe it ended. Which one was it? The NBC Peacock. We had that one for a couple months mm-hmm. and then lost that one. But yeah, it is what it is. What is the next one?
This one, the sleeping sickness.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's go to that one. Yeah. Pat, I'm going to let you read that one. It's a lot of.
Okay. Embarrass myself enough. Is this the same paragraph?
Yeah.
Between.
Okay, cool. Between 1915 and 1926, a strange illness called, whoa, encephalitis lethargica? Lethargica? Why did I say that?
Giga?
Giga. And encephalitis like lethargica, or sleeping sickness, spread across the world. It began with flu-like symptoms, but soon left many victims frozen awake, but unable to move or speak. Some stayed in this state for months or years, while others died. The disease affected hundreds of thousands, mostly young adults. Doctors couldn't even explain its cause or how to treat it. Then, as suddenly as it appeared, the illness disappeared. To this day, no one knows why it came or why it vanished, making it one of medicine's deepest mysteries. That sounds like aliens.
Man.
I think that's the easiest way to... If scientists don't know, it's aliens.
It also sounds like, remember on Conspiracy Corner, the Conspiracy Corner we did about the laughing?
The dancing?
The dancing.
Same thing. Yeah. I think they're testing shit on us. Because how have we never seen it before and then we've never seen it since?
Yeah. That's very weird.
It affected some pretty ugly people, too. These faces are crazy. And then it's like a medical marvel, so they have to go in history books. You're like, damn, I was frozen asleep. I look awful.
But you're awake, so you can hear every... It sounds like a coma. Yeah. But they know that you can hear them.
Wait. You kind of right. What if this was... I mean, this was... Pretty long time ago, did we just not know what comas were yet?
Maybe they didn't know what medically induced comas were.
Yeah, and then it came back, but we just called it something else.
Oh, wait, is this what we gave him? Oh, yeah, we totally did that. This was totally us. Sorry, we can't own up to this, but yeah, we totally fucked this up.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it is crazy if there's no like huge trauma that would put you in a coma. Like nothing happened, you just got frozen.
Yeah, if it wasn't that long and you didn't like, what is it when you lose your legs?
They
get too small. No, oh. The atrophy of legs or leg atrophy. When you lose a muscle, you lose a muscle.
Atrophy.
So like if you're in a coma for too long, you get atrophy. You lose the muscle in your legs. You have to relearn how to regain the motion of your legs and the ability to walk.
Sleeping sickness.
We got one more.
Hundreds
we're gonna get up out
of
here real quick.
Is actually crazy.
So y'all choose which one y'all want then.
I was just looking at the cows. Let's just do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cow hates country music.
Third set of teeth. Here we go.
Oh yeah, the third set of teeth actually. Yeah, let's switch it because this could be helpful for me. Japanese scientists have developed a drug that blocks the use. USAG I protein?
That blocks a protein.
Just skip that.
It blocks a protein.
Protein, which usually prevents extra tooth growth. Successful trials in mice and ferrets showed that natural regrowth of teeth, and human trials started in October of 2024 at Kyoto University Hospital. If all goes well, we could see this revolutionary treatment by 2030. Let me get that.
Wait.
Let me get that new set of teeth.
So like basically how your baby teeth fall out in the new set, like you can do another round of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me get that.
Wouldn't that be weird though, as an adult?
Baby teeth.
Your two front teeth.
Man, what was it? 3 weeks?
They're on their way.
Yeah, naturally. in 3 weeks versus $10,000 for two implants or a bridge, man, go ahead. Let me get that.
That sounds like a cool little human update, honestly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let me get that. And they might figure out a way to make it come in faster so you don't have to wait the full 2-3 weeks.
Because if the whole thing of teeth is like wear and tear and all we do is eat, I would be down to get another set at like 50.
What? Let me get that.
That's kind of crazy. That's something I did not think would ever be on the horizon.
But I would love.
But if you see like a, it's the weirdest thing I've said in a minute. But if you ever look at like a baby skull, have you seen the photo of a baby skull and they have like all the teeth above?
Yeah,
the teeth.
Frederick had braces, and so every time they do X-rays, we could see the teeth that are gonna be falling down.
It looks
so
freaky.
Weird. Yeah.
Can I see it real quick? Can we see the?
Pull that up.
Search baby skull and see if you don't get the police at your door.
There, we put a lot of words in, baby. Oh, God.
That's insane. Oh, oh. Yeah, I wasn't talking about the X-ray. I'm talking about this. Oh. So if you click the one with the dude's hand in it,
right here.
That one. Okay. See, it's like up near your nose, near the nose, and the bottom of the jaw.
That's weird. I've actually never seen this before. So this is really fucking creepy to me.
Yeah, so it's like, how far up do the gums go?
God. If I didn't know this was babies, I would think this was an alien.
Yeah, this looks like a predator or something.
Yes.
But it's almost like it shows that our jaws are like housing. It's like extra storage for teeth.
Right.
What? It's just that. It looked like it was only made for the storage of teeth. That's...
And then I guess the area above our lip, like above the mustache, is the other...
Right by.
I think
you can feel your hole. So yeah, right here.
I wonder that if that's why we look so weird without mustaches. Like we look so naked because there's so much space in our.
Well, we don't look weird. We don't have mustaches.
But I mean, that's a whole teeth storage right there in between your lip and your nose.
Man, how do people with no lips be doing it?
I wonder how they whistle. How they whistle, how they cool their food down.
That's why they stick their fingers in their mouth. They just have to do it a new way.
They have to do it like this.
Yeah.
I hear that's if you have small lips, it's because your ancestors were cold. I'm serious.
You can't there's have a, more skin out there.
There's a video.
More cold.
There's a video that says why white people, a lot of white people have small lips, and it's because they came from a cold ass place.
I thought they were descendants of Bible pages.
Wow. That's crazy.
They be kissing and giving each other paper cuts.
That's nuts. I don't know if I would want to be teething at 50, though, now that I think about it.
Right?
I'm sure that, if they get this to work by 2030, then I'm sure they, like, give you some medication to go with it so you won't have the same pain.
I mean, at least you can rub whiskey on your gums.
Or just drink whiskey.
Yeah, is that a real thing? Is that known to work?
Probably just get them drunk.
Yeah.
I think they were just getting the baby drunk so that they can shut them up because they didn't really know what to do.
Because the real thing that we're supposed to use, like the Orajel or Amazon, that shit don't really work for me. Like, I feel a little numbing, but we don't get the same numbing.
What,
we don't
gum? Numbing your gums?
Yeah, numbing the gum with like Orajel or what was the other one? Is it Ambisil? I feel like
Ambisol,
it is. Ambisol.
Yeah.
What do you numb your gums for?
Like, if you have toothache. Or you got a wisdom tooth coming in, you would use it for those type of things right there.
Oh, that just made me think about the alcohol in the teeth. I read this thing that said until 2013, Russia, if the alcohol was 10% or less, they didn't consider it an alcoholic beverage.
That
it
tracks.
Was, it was like a soft drink or like food stuff. So like
beer was a soft drink.
Beer was just a regular thing.
Russia is fucking fascinating. Like
it is. It really is. And it's big as fuck.
Yeah,
Russia
no, for real.
Big as fuck, bro.
That's actually one of the coolest things I've been into in the last probably 5 years is like figuring out like map dysmorphia and how big Africa really is. And
Africa?
Stuff like that.
Yeah. Bro, Africa is so big, you could fit almost every continent, every country inside of Africa comfortably.
But why are all maps consistently wrong? You know, like was there like a meeting and a standard that said like, okay, make Africa look a little smaller than it is?
Because it looks like it's like a little bit bigger than South America, but Africa is huge. It is never depicted on a globe like that. Maps on flat maps they do it a little bit better, but on globes it's never depicted correctly. Africa is fucking huge.
Can we look
bro.
Up the size of? I've never thought about that. The size of South America compared to Africa, because they do kind of make it seem like similar sizes.
I think that's one of the flat earthers things. Is like, you know, if you look at it flat, then that's what it really is, and that's one of their maybe arguments that the Earth is flat as opposed to round, because they're like,
look at that. Africa is almost double. Almost double in size of South Africa. I mean, South America.
Oh, shit. Okay, that one. Yep. These are this is the shit I love looking up when they, like, be put in the... They be lying a lot, but...
Yeah. No, but it's another one. Like, when we come out of this one, I'm going to show you the other one, the one that was to the left. Yeah, to the right, rather.
So there's this one. This one.
That one.
Yeah.
True size of Africa. Bro.
And they probably still lying to
look
us
at that. United States.
Is that real?
Yes.
That don't look real. Holy shit.
That's how big fucking Africa is, bro.
I believe Europe. Europe, they were flexing. They were trying to flex on the maps. Europe's small as hell. So whenever I see these things, they be treating Europe like little chicken nuggets. They be just like, throw everything in Europe in here. So I believe that. But China, just in the bottom part, is kind of crazy.
Nah, you can fit China. I think China and Japan are both in there.
China, Japan, India, tiny. The U.S., Eastern Europe, the U.K., Italy, Germany, France, Spain, and Portugal.
And China part two, because China kind of broke off.
And Belgium and the Netherlands.
Only thing that's not in there is Russia, because Russia is huge as fuck.
How awkward would a super accurate map be, though? Like, if...
It would give Africa too much power. They know it's the motherland. That's what I feel like. I've been going to some conspiracy shit. Conspiracy...
Come on. You got this.
Hey, y'all, I'm to hear more.
We ended? You want to end it?
Also, conspiracy theory shit. I was searching for theory in my brain. I'm pulling out files like, what's the fucking word that follows conspiracy? And theory had just went to the bathroom. He didn't even know. Was, oh, I wasn't scheduled to come in today.
We made it.
Hey, that go ahead was so encouraging, but also dismissive. It's like, go ahead.
You can do it. We made it, though.
I'm to hear more.
All right, you guys, I'm Patrick Cloud.
Appreciate y'all watching. We'll see you next time on another episode of Damn Internet. You scary.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.